22nd. There is nothing outside the great vastness. It's as fine as atmosphere, holding on and letting go are not another thing. Going up and going out, rest with oneself. If you want to see what is stuck, and loosen what is bound, you simply must cut away the traces of thought and swallow the sound of words. All people occupy the essential causing place. Each and everyone towers up like a thousand fathom wall. But tell me whose realm is there to test and fighting this old case. Look, there is nothing outside the great vastness. It is as fine as atomic dust. Nothing outside the great vastness. Well, great vastness is the truth. Truth is nothing outside. You cannot limit. You cannot say this is inside from here, or this is outside from that. You cannot say so. That is boundless. The truth is really boundless. And it says, here says, there is nothing outside the great vastness. It is as fine as atomic dust. But on the other hand, if you refer our being by analysis, well, finally you can see atomic creatures, atomic beings, but when you reach atomic beings, in other words, when you reach the tiniest being, tiniest being doesn't stay in its own world, tiniest being completely everywhere. So it can become space. This is very natural. When you really the smallest thing, tiny being doesn't remain in itself. Finally, it becomes bare. That is a piece. So time, when you see the shortest time, that shortest time is not shortest time. Time, that shortest time, turn into immediately huge space, vast space. That's why you don't know completely no time. It doesn't mean no time, it's time. For instance, I told you before, if you go up to the space, well, there is completely no time. Your body is completely frozen. But isn't that just a space? Just space. But even though there is no time, you are just in space, but still there is a time. So that time is is exactly space, but it's not exactly space. Space turns into the time, so you can create the time. So in the space, you should create time. That is, what you want to go, in what direction you want to go, so you have to create your time this way or that way. So, when you are compressed in the basic sense of the space, it seems to be no time because that time is space. Smallest time. You don't know what is time. Right? That smallest time is lot smallest time there. So your vast expanse of the space consists of the numberless, countless number of smallest time. And so, I don't know. But that is anyway, exact time and space of one. Space and time are complete one. But it's not combination. It's really there. There are two anyway, but it's not there two. They are constantly communicating. So in the space you have to create the anyway time. In the time you can do it in space. So in Buddhism we say one is all is one. That is, I don't know how to call this one. One is all is one. I don't know how to call. It is not exactly oneness, but it is not the combination of the two beings, but they are not two. That's pretty hard, but through the experience, through the practice, you can know that exactly oneness. That exactly oneness means no gap between you and your heart, that is oneness. So, holding on and letting go are not another job, but another doing. Letting go, holding on is really something for you, another story. For instance, in terms of the truth, we are constantly in it. And also, we can see many beings in that truth, space and time. So in the beautiful flower, one beautiful flower, it is one beautiful flower, but it's not one beautiful flower. We have to see, anyway, vast extent of the truth in the beautiful flower. That means in the truth, vast extent of the truth, there are many beings exist. Many beings exist. So, from this point, we have to see many beings in the flower. But if we say so, you poke your head into the flower where there are many beings, but at that time you understand what many beings in the flower means, you think two things. But I am talking about oneness. Many beings and flowers, anyway, not separation. But if I say so, look at many beings in flowers, in the one flower, you poke your head into the flowers and to start to analyze. But But it is, you never find the universe or many beings in the flowers. So in oneness means already there, already there. So you cannot analyze, You cannot think where is all beings in the flower, inside or outside, or middle, or above, what is beneath. So you cannot say so. Anywhere oneness means already there. So important point is, anyway, Handel sees there are many beings in the flower means, why don't you take care of a flower, this one flower practically? Then many beings anywhere with it. So, if I take care of myself, so-called Katagiri, immediately I take care of anyway, chief priest of missiles and meditations. Thank you. And if I take care of myself, so-called Katagiri, anyway, I take care of anyway, Katagiri as a Japanese. It's not necessary to say, I am chief of Minnesota Meditation Center. So immediately, all I have to do is, anyway, I have to take care of myself. Why don't you take care of myself? Okay. But it's really oneness. The Kaji and chief of Minnesota Meditation Center are exactly oneness. But if I say so, I try to or poke my head into Kaji and find a way to the chief of Minnesota Zen Meditation Center. It's ridiculous. So all oneness means what you mean by oneness. Why don't you take care of Kaji? That's enough. So that is a oneness. Anywhere oneness. So you are always in the truth, constantly as one means where is the oneness? Where is the truth? Why don't you take care of yourself anyway? That's all. So you are constantly right in the middle of the truth. But if you look at your life, you are always there, but the consciousness is always constantly working in your daily life, and the more or less we are going up or going down by the function of the consciousness, separations, the analyze, synthesize, the thinking. By the thinking, we are going up or going down. Well, just thinking is no problem, no problem. If you think something and then you go up a little bit and then You judge the result, and the evaluation of the result bring a, what would you say, afflictive preferences into your life. So finally, evaluation creates afflictive preferences. So afflictive preferences are constantly going on. It's just like something going up, streaming out from your head constantly. And then you create one more, another, adding the one thing to another new things, and always adding the new things to old things. So that's why finally we don't know. Finally going up in the air, high in the air. You don't know. When you realize completely your life is really high in the air. Then when you realize, at that time you plump, You plump down hard into the ground, hitting your stomach and your buttock. So that is very common. Or sometimes not going up, you are completely going down in the hell. Melancholy, pensive, and the sadness, and the no hope, etc., disappointment, etc. And then you are going down the deep and deep and deep, and it's very difficult to come up because you have gone too deeply. So as soon as possible, anyone, we have to realize how high you are, how deeply you are going down. The sooner the better. Anyway, sooner the better. So, if you realize this high, you know, you can come back to the ground, but you don't hurt so much. So you plump down harder, the as far forth as going up higher in the higher air. Okay? Same applies to going down. So as soon as possible, we should know, we should realize, even though we are right in the middle of the truth, okay? This is a reality. This is the present you are, concentrate. So all you have to do is constantly we have to be in the present and do it, something. Okay? Do something. But if you do something without consciousness, we cannot do anything. Without consciousness, without emotions, we cannot do anything. So, anyway, that means more or less everybody starts to go up or go down. Anytime. And then if you create affective preferences, and then going up accelerated, concentrated. So that is a very common situation. Very common situation. So holding on, letting go, it really depends on you. How much you want to hold on, or how much you let it go. It really depends on you. It's not another story. It's another story. It's really your story. So hold on and letting go are not another doing. Rolling up, rolling out, rest with oneness. Anyway, you should open yourself, or you shut yourself off. It depends on you. If you rolling up yourself, rolling up is not sticky. It's simple. It's just like a water going. So, holding on and letting go, or rolling up, or rolling out, really depends on you. So-called not stickiness. Not stickiness. Very simple. Smooth. That is important for us. So, it really depends on you. So the thing is, meditation is not to try to see how beautiful you can draw the picture of Zazen, or how ugly you can draw the picture of Zazen. It doesn't matter. Anytime you can, because anytime you can draw the picture beautifully, you can draw the picture of the then ugly, in ugly way. So real something is not how much beautifully you can draw the picture of Zazen, or how much ugly you can draw the picture of Zazen. But just anybody listening to the sound of the Zazen itself, constantly. That is real Zazen, what we call Shikan Tara. In other words, nothing to say. For instance, when you sit down right now, at that time you start to think. If you think very naturally, you can evaluate jai, and then immediately you create your feeling like or dislike. So right now, you sit zazen, and you feel something from your zazen as a result, and then you like it. But next moment, you don't like it. And next moment, you like it. Next moment, you don't like it. So what is real zazen? You don't know. You don't know. So right in the middle of zazen, you have two zazen. You create the secretion of secretion. You know that secretion. You create two imaginary beings of zazen, so-called secretion, coming from your head. Okay. Good zazen, bad zazen. I like zazen. I don't like zazen. Okay. And then if you really sit down, you don't know what is real sit down. What is real sit down? Real sitting zazen is zazen. You like it? No, because it turned into zazen you don't like next moment. So it's not real zazen you like it. Okay? So real zazen is you don't like it? No, because you don't like it. It's not zazen. So what is real zazen? But as long as you are sitting there, you are there. So in other words, you scream, I like it, okay? On the other hand, you scream, you don't like it. But no matter how long you scream, I like or I don't like, no way. Can't you go away to the zazen you like? No. Next moment, you have to go to zazen you don't like it. What choice to go? So finally, keep your mouth shut and just sit down. That is completely not sad, not like it, not favorable zazen, not unfavorable zazen. Just sit down there. Just sit down. At that time, this just sit down is really great chance to listen to the sound. The sound of deeply observation of zazen you do. Well, Avalokiteshvara we say, can they on, can means observation, that means the world, on is the sound, can they on means, bodhisattva means, bodhisattva who can listen to the sound of deeply observation of the world. It's really deeply. That deeply is not the world you like. Not the world you don't like. See? Not the death you like it. Not the death you don't like it. Death is death. See? Life is life. What if you see somebody who are dying? I always say like this, but it's a very good example. That's why I have to say. If you are present with somebody who is about to die, why he scream and he scream at you, he bite at you, because he doesn't like to die. But you cannot do anything with the words, with your the physical actions, you cannot help anything at all. But you have to do because he asked you to bring the cup of water, or to feed me, etc. So day by day, for moment to moment, you have to serve, you have to help. or you just be there because he's got to talk. On the other hand, if you scream, and that when you scream, when you scream, can't you escape from him? You can't escape from him because he is still continually talking with you. So you have to be there. But if you are there, you feel sad, you want to cry, but you cannot cry because you have to take care of him. Okay. What do you do? Can you say something? Good word, good message to him. This message mentioned by Buddha really let him be peaceful? I don't think so. Nothing helps. Finally, you really feel something. So say naturally something that is please help. Please somebody appear. Buddha appears. Please, I want to invite Buddha to help him. How? In the name of Avalokiteshvara, or Amitabha, or Buddha. Well, they naturally comes up. This what? Sound of the name of the Amitabha Avalokiteshvara is really sound, deeply observation of the world. Because nothing there. Death is you hate, not death. Death is you like it, no, it's not death. Death is you should ignore, you can't, it's not real death. Death is you can really attach to it. You can take care of it? No, it's not death. Exactly. Death is death. Nothing is death. You want to scream, but you can't scream because you're there. At that time, what do you do? Finally, you just, well, according to Christianity, you can pray. But in Buddhism, we chant the name of Amitabha, name Amitabha, Avalokiteshvara. That's why Avalokiteshvara is of the sound of the observation of the world. Really, at that time, if you really chant, but this chanting doesn't make sense, completely doesn't make sense, because that chanting helps you, no, that chanting helps the person who is sad? No. No. But still you want to do that. Not you want or you don't want. Let not to come up. This is called Avalokiteshvara. It's Avalokiteshvara. Come there on. Okay? So this is really Sankara. What is Sankara? Sankara is you like it. It's not real Zazen. Zazen is you really hate it. It's not real Zazen. Life is you like it? No. Life is you don't like it? No. So life is completely ignored? No. Just take care. Take care. Just take care of your life. It makes it. It doesn't make sense. Because continually to take care of your life, still you don't feel happy. If you don't feel happy, you destroy your life, you cannot do it. If you feel happy, you can take care of, but sometimes you cannot take care of, because you are over-infatuated with happiness, so you hide there. So, but it's just taking care of life. What is a life? Real life is. Real life right in the middle of truth is exactly no meaning. No words. But we have to do practice. Practice. That is a shikantara. You do. Okay? Very shikantara. If you think of your other things, it doesn't make sense. Exactly, absolutely, it doesn't make sense. But remember, right in the middle of no meaning, There is a wonderful meaning. That is the sound of the observation of the world. It's a really great chance to listen to the sound of the world deeply anyway. Otherwise, you cannot understand. You cannot understand flowers, woods. There are many beings exist in it. You don't understand. Okay? So that's why he says, going on, letting go, another story, another story. Rolling up, rolling out, rest with oneself. If you want to see what is stuck and losing what is bound, you simply must cut away the traces of thought. What traces means for formality and form, well, result, whatever you say. When you do a show, you really are stuck in the middle of the form, so-called gacho. Gacho is the only, you look at the, only the form of gacho, result of the gacho you have done. And then if you see the form of gacho, result of the gacho, you immediately judge, evaluate, and then you create 50 preferences, very natural. So, you create the chance to go up, 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 or go down, down, more and more. So, important point is, without traces, without form, so-called gacho, we cannot understand the truth. So that's why, anyway, what is the form of gacho? Form of gacho is, you like, the form you like, not real form, because it is the truth. So form of gacho you don't like, it is the form of the real form of gacho? No. It's not form of gacho which exists in the truth. In the truth, no discrimination. So if so, form of gacho is complete beyond your judgment, your evaluation. That's pretty hard. So just do the show. Just do gacho. That is cut away the four traces of thought and swallow the sound of the words. Words is also a deal of creating a problem, but the word, without words, we cannot understand. The word is very important for us, but we should understand the words of real words. We should understand behind the words, beyond the words. We have to understand. Gacho, Zazen, Shikan. What is a Shikan? Shikan means a wholeheartedness. What is a wholeheartedness? What is it? So not the words. We have to understand the vastness of the world behind the wholeheartedness. So, swallow the sound of the words, all people occupy the essential crossing place. Anywhere we need, whatever we do, there is a place we can depend on. In this place, we can do that, and that place is the core truth, universe, horse pasture, huge horse pasture. That is a place we can depend on. And then in this place, in this horse pasture, we can do that then, we can wash our face, we can go to work, we can go to school anyway. We can cry, we can suffer, we are delightful anyway, sometimes many things we can do. each and everyone towers up like a thousand fathom wall. Anyway, all we have to do is, anyway, stand up right at the right, like the edge, like at the edge of a cliff. Anyway, strictly, get straight. This is the attitude towards human life. For instance, if you want to jump into the ocean, first of all, you have to stand up at the cliff, at the edge of the cliff. Anyway, straightforward. And then your mind must be clear how much you fall from in the air, how much you fall from going down, how much you go down, how much you go up. If your mind is confused, you can't jump into it. So to think is already you have the capability to go up or go down anytime, anywhere. So that's why confusion or disappointment or fear come up. If you fear, you start to go down, so you can't jump into it. So all you have to do is, anyway, stand up first. This is the first important attitude towards human life, interesting life, at the edge of the cliff. Next, you can know how much you are going up, how much you go down. Anyway, as soon as possible, your mind must be clear, and then at that time you can understand how much, or how much you go, how much you go up. Then, next moment, you say, I'm ready to jump. Okay, 1, 2, 3, jump. So, all people occupy the central coffee place. Anyway, stand up there, and each and everyone towers up like a thousand fathom wall. But tell me, whose will may this to test and sighten this old case? Look. Okay. Taught the assembly saying on South Mountain there is a turtle-nosed snake. All of you people must take a good look. All of you people must take a good look. A turtle-nosed snake means tooth. Tooth is, it depends on you. A tooth becomes poison, or a tooth becomes help in your life. It depends on you. But anyway, tooth is very big monster for us. Because we don't know. We don't know. What is it? Even though we say truth is with us constantly, we don't know what it is. So, that's why Shui Feng taught the assembly says on South Mountain there is a turtle-nosed snake. All of you people must take a good look. Anyway, watch carefully. What is the truth there? Chan Chen said, in the hall today, there certainly are people who are losing their bodies and their lives. He said, Chan Chen said, in the hall, not in the mountains, not in some other place, anyway, in this hall, well, there is somebody who completely lost his body and mind. That means completely his body and mind are swallowed by any way truth. A monk related this to Shansha said, it takes the elder brother length Chan Qing to be like this. Well, he really, Sun Sha really admired Chen Qin, because he said that there is someone who lost his body and mind. That's in the truth. In other words, his life becomes one with the truth. So his life disappears in the truth. Means exactly like the person, freedom, free man. Yeah. Right in the middle of the hole. That means everyone. Okay? Everyone. What is the truth anyway? So Sun Sha really admired this person, brother, the elder brother. But he said, nevertheless, I am not this way, but I don't agree exactly. So he said, the monk asked, what about you, teacher? If so, what do you think about that? So Sun Sha said, why make use of South Mountain? South Mountain itself. Well, whole universe. Truth is not in the South Mountain, not in the, North Mountain, not in the, flowers, not in the bed. Anywhere, whole, the truth is omnipresent in the 10 directions, whole directions, wherever you may go. That's why he said, why make use of South Mountain? You men took it south and threw it down in front of a huge thing, making a gesture of fright. You men, anyway, chose. Well, he himself was taking his stuff and put it in front of the teacher and making a gesture of fright. Because truth is, awful, ugly, nosed snake. Turn-nosed snake. So, you want to be fear of the truth? Well, it's not. It's not real, right? You have to be always afraid of the human being, human life. Even though you don't understand, it's not human life. Or you say, human life is omnipresent? Of course, the human life is existing in the truth, which is omnipresent, but you cannot say so because you have to take care of your own life. You can't mix up my life with your life. Your life is my life. You cannot mix up. Your food is my food. My food is your food. So you can share, but you cannot mix up. Still, there is a your life is your life. Your food is your food. So you have to take care of your food. I have to take care of my food anyway. This is important, but you cannot mix up. Even though that life exists right in the middle of truth, which is only present. It's only in terms of but omnipresent truth. All sentient beings are exactly in non-discrimination, completely equal. But it is now your life, so you have to take care of. So that's why, right in the middle of the hole, there is a many beings, and anyway, each person must be, anyway, disappeared in the truth. That means, stand up straight at the edge of the creek. Anyway, jump, are you ready? It's not the other story. I have to stand up anyway. Okay. Do you have questions? But how much you can hold on, or how much you can let it go, how far you can let it go, how long you can hold on, it depends on you. Do you understand?
Are you conscious of which ones are letting go of?
Well, of course, you have to use your consciousness, and it's case by case. So you cannot ignore the emotions and the feelings, and you cannot be that dead tree.
I'm not sure whether you're saying affected or afflicted.
Affected.
A-F-F-E-C.
Affected. Affected. So affected preference is anyway endlessly going. You don't satisfy by your affective preferences, whatever is good or bad. But if you see yours again, you understand pretty well. If you like it, well, it's affective preferences. Wonderful. If you like that, then wonderful affective preferences come up. It doesn't last for long. And also, if you don't like it, well, affective preferences is not wholesome. So you want to scream, but no matter how long you scream, it doesn't last, it doesn't make sense, and also you cannot last. Screaming doesn't last long. If you continue screaming, it really doesn't make sense. You are confused. You are swallowed by the scream. In the beginning, you scream constantly, but in the end, you don't know who screams, because you are swallowed by screams. So you are crazy. You become crazy. So, whatever it is, well, sooner or later, anyway, you come back. Anyway, your life must be grounded in the Zen. If you do the Zen, anyway, do the Zen. Well, very serious thing with your whole heartedness, you can taste it.
Taste what? Taste it, taste what?
Blooming flower. Blooming flower of the thing. Instead of painting, okay? Painting flowers. Well, flower is not something you try to paint, draw the beautiful flower or ugly flower. It's not real flower. Flower is the flower you have to listen to anyway. Flower is something, object of the painting. Flower is object of your consciousness or affective preferences. No. Flower is object of your life. No. Flower is the universe. So, completely beyond you like or you don't like. What is a real flower? Real flower is a flower you like it or you don't like it. It's not flower. If you see the flower, I like it, and then hold on, that flower is already painted by you. But that flower is not real flower. On the other hand, sometimes you cannot see the flower as beautiful according to your emotion. So, real flower is a flower you don't like. It is not flower. So finally, flower is what? Just listen. Real flower is you have to listen to. Beyond you like or dislike. Anyway, if you want to understand, if you want to paint flower, anyway, listen to flower. Listen to flower. I don't know how to listen. How to listen? That is, as a painter, you have to anyway draw, constantly one line to second line, third line, as a flower. Anyway, you have to constantly do it. Regardless of whether it is, it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. Completely beyond. Just write carefully, open your mind, and see your mind, and just go. Practice. This is a practice. Calligraphy. If you really want to write a beautiful calligraphy, and you have to choose a wonderful calligrapher, you know. Calligraphy written by famous, wonderful teachers. But if you look at this calligraphy, that calligraphy is completely far from your calligraphy. Okay? Understand, huh? So you don't like it. You don't like it. You don't follow. No matter how long you practice again and again, your calligraphy is completely far from it. If so, can't you ignore that? Take it first. No. Still, you have to continue listening to that. Listen. Real calligraphy is something you have to listen to. How? Practice anyway. Look at this. Open your mind. That's the practice. Understand. Same outside the flow. You, the southern, the shoulders. Take it.